One of the things that we do in families is that we reward children for being sick and we punish them for being well, which is the exact opposite of how you would want to reinforce given behaviors. If a child gets sick, then we pay more attention to them. We cuddle them. We let them stay home from school. We put wraps around them. We bring a television into them. We bring them some soda pop, which they may not otherwise get. We go in and talk to them all the time. We feel their forehead. We massage them. You know, it's like when you're sick, you get lots and lots of attention. In Gifts from Icus, I had a notion that on the planet where Icus lives, they had this thing straightened out that you're what you do is you send your doctor a check every month as long as you're well. But when you get sick, you stop payment because his job is wellness, not sickness, all right? I think that same logic can apply in the raising of our children or in how we treat ourselves. And that is when any of my children respond to me that they don't feel well or they're getting a cold or whatever, my response initially is always, oh, you're not going to get that cold. You're too strong for that. You are so fantastic. You are such a healthy person. I know you'll beat it. Everybody else might get it, not you. All right? And when I hear a lot of kind of whiny, complainy, I don't feel well with this, or my nose is running, or my eyes hurt, or my ear, I kind of let that go. But I respond to how well they look. Yeah, you look fantastic today. Oh, you're so healthy. Look at what you can do. In other words, it's reinforcing wellness instead of reinforcing sickness and giving children rewards or being sick. Where I grew up, the lady used to tell us that if the window was open, that you'll catch a cold, you know? And just like all the kids in this home that I lived in for a few years, the children would go around with colds all the time. And I used to say, but Mrs. Scarf, I was out all day, and we were playing hockey, and the wind would be 30 miles an hour, and why would I get a cold just because I have the window? Because I like to sleep in a room that is nice and cool with a breeze blowing. Well, you'll just get a cold. The cold germs are in the air. She used to even tell us the cold germs are in the linoleum. If you walk across the linoleum with your bare feet, they'll somehow come up through your feet and land in your nose. Somehow they live in that. It's just a silly little thing that people buy into, and I never have. I have never bought into it in my own life. If I do get a little sniffle or something, I treat it as a mistake. I tell no one about it. I'm not interested in having it be a part of what I am. And for so many years, I have said in public places that I don't get colds, that I have set myself to the point where it's impossible. I would be too embarrassing. I mean, I have to go in a closet someplace and close the door and have a cold. So I just don't think cold thoughts anymore. And I try to reinforce wellness thinking in myself and in my children and in the people that I deal with.